Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mark Betts, a director, advisor, and mentor. Mark has spent 40-plus years in the engineering, infrastructure, and construction sector, and is an advocate for industry change to make the industry more sustainable and attractive to new entrants. Mark has a community ethos, serving as an active lion in his community, as well as being the chair of the Port C Camp. And the Port C Camp is a not-for-profit charitable enterprise that has existed for over 70 years to provide welfare and support by way of beach holiday camps for Victorian children in need. And Mr. Betts, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, good to have you out, Mr. Betts. Looking forward to hearing from you today. And for starters, in a great place to lead things off to help people understand you more and get to know you, tell us about your passions. What are you most passionate about?
Okay, thanks, Eric. I'm passionate about leaving my community in a better place for tomorrow than it is today. I started my career in local government, really at the coalface of working with community to improve standards and services. That included, you know, infrastructure works and picking up the rubbish. Since those days, though, I've never forgotten that the delivery of major works, be it a new hospital or major rail improvement, it's the end user that's the important person I'm working for. It's the hospital patient, it's the passenger on the train. It's how I affect those, how I need to look at the work I do. So that grounding in local government has been very important, and it's part of my passion to work with community.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of that and what you're doing locally, and thanks for sharing that with us. Now, what drove you to first become an engineer and a project manager and leader?
I suppose it's interesting. I never wanted to be anything else but an engineer, and that was even before I really understood what that meant. I did have an older role model, a cousin's husband who was an engineer, and I think that helped influence me and seal the deal. I was good at maths, and so what we now call STEM was attractive to me, and that was naturally led me to an engineering, and particularly a civil engineering qualification. But it was what I really learned was that was just the start of my learning. Much of what I've learned over that 40 years has been by hard-won experience. Project management followed the engineering. It's a sort of a natural progression. You realise that you can't achieve anything on your own, and you have to work cooperatively with people to realise those objectives that you're trying to work together. As I was told very early in life, an idea without a plan is but a dream, and dreams don't always come true. So you need to plan to get an outcome.
And the point that you made about planning ahead, that is so, so important. And I'm glad you mentioned it. So that's already a takeaway. It makes such a difference. Now, every industry and business is being disrupted today. How do you prepare yourself to transition from engineer and project managing leader to an independent director, advisor, and mentor? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that was really a hard transition. That's taken me a fair bit to realize the need to transition. The adrenaline rush of achievement from working hands-on in the trenches, so to speak, is very addictive. You know, the rush of actually achieving things physically and getting them done is very addictive. I did have to work consciously to take that step to work towards supporting and advising as part of my leadership style rather than being on the front foot. And I've always been involved in community work, and we mentioned before that my role at the Port C Camp, I've been on that board of directors for very many years, and in the past 6 years as the chair. And I think that role has assisted me in moving me from the hands-on leadership role to a more supportive and advisor and mentor role. The adrenaline now comes from me seeing others grow and succeeding, and hopefully the transition of the industry is what I'm looking forward to as we move forward.
We certainly appreciate your spending a moment with us here today, and looking forward to hearing further today. We're speaking with Mr. Mark Betts, a director, advisor, and mentor who has spent 40 plus years in the engineering, infrastructure, and construction sector here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Betts, explain what you now do and what sets you apart in your role as an independent director, advisor, and mentor. Talk to us about that as well.
Thanks, sir. I think in simple terms, it is how I help companies, organizations, and individuals reach their full potential and realize their dreams by providing a framework and guidance and support to lead them to better outcomes. Sharing my experience and knowledge to allow teams and leaders to grow as they discover their own strengths is what I really enjoy and creates the enthusiasm to keep on going. And that's been quite successful. We've achieved a lot collectively by doing that.
I would think you could probably help us out here. For someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, in your opinion, what is the best advice you can give in those regards?
Definitely. I think the number one thing is to stop and work out up front exactly what it is and why you want to do something. Ensure you have really sound reasons and be really clear about it. Because everyone else is doing it, that's not justification for you doing it. You need to be absolutely certain yourself of why you're doing it and why you want to invest your time and energy in something. Once you have worked out what that is and what it is that you want to do and why you want to do it, you can start working out on the how, that including planning and including who you need to consult and collaborate with. As a first step, the how becomes much simpler if you break down the task into smaller chunks so that you're not trying to tackle something huge but nibbling away at small segments towards an end goal. As they say, to eat an elephant, first you start with an elephant, and then you take many small bites. So I think that's the most positive advice I can give somebody. Break it down and keep your focus on the end goal.
And that focus on the main goal is pivotal and so important. Also, how important are mentors, coaches in your business and personal development growth, assuming you've tapped into that at some point?
Yeah, look, I think I missed out earlier, and maybe the idea of mentors and coaches wasn't so prominent in my earlier formative years. But I think what I did is I took note of what the leaders in the organisations I worked were doing, both taking note of their success and their failures, and really making sure I learned from them. And that I think is the cornerstone of self-development. You need to understand what is happening around you and taking the lessons as they come. Taking on the support of a coach or mentor can only enhance your development, but you don't want to wear blinkers to what is happening around you. You need to look after your own self-development, and you need to understand that there's lessons every day, and it's how you take those on and adjust to the lessons that you're seeing is really a mark of your future success.
Mr. Betts, we want to thank you once again for joining us here today. We are appreciative of what you do and also your involvement in the community in a positive way. And we, again, thank you for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on yourself or to follow you somewhere online, where's the best place? Where do you recommend folks connect with you online?
I think the easiest ways is to find me on LinkedIn and reach out. And I'm really active on LinkedIn, and we'll follow up and engage in any conversation.
And of course, folks, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast for easy access. Mr. Betts, all the best. Thank you so much again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And my pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Betts, director, advisor, and mentor, who has spent 40 plus years in the engineering, infrastructure, and construction sectors. And once again, for contact, visit LinkedIn and type in Mark Betts, B-E-T-T-S, and you'll be good to go. Of course, we'll leave that link once again within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.